gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here. Happy holidays. We so appreciate you being here with us. Our telephone number, keep it handy because we're going to play some trivia in this hour. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And, of course, we want to salute the folks that give away the trivia questions prize-wise here, and that's Warren Tracy and all of his elves there at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So if you come up with the answer to the trivia question, you're going to get something cool from Warren. And you can either call us up or you can email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. So why don't we do it? Why don't we throw out a trivia question right off the bat here? And we'll make it a trivia question from the 1970s. What was the name of the mid-engine Fiat from the 1970s? It was kind of wedge shape in its design. What was the name of that Fiat that was sold in the middle 1970s? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We are scheduled to be joined in this hour of the broadcast by Mark Evans, the Swami, as Frank in New Mexico likes to call him. That means we're going to pop the hood, hopefully, and take some calls and emails and help you out with mechanical issues. We're having a little bit of phone connection problem with Mark. Maybe he's out having too much fun in Idaho, and we're going to continue to work on that. Matt is working on that as we speak. So we're going to play trivia, and I'm also going to be telling you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles in recent times. Of course, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit is going to be coming up very soon, and that's going to be happening in January, and there are going to be a lot of major debuts. The press days for the North American International Auto Show will be on the 13th and 14th of January. Before that, I will be in Las Vegas for a very quick stop at the Consumer Electronics Show. CES has also become a big place for the automakers. More and more automakers seem to be displaying and actually introducing either infotainment systems or even vehicles. I remember a couple of years back, Ford actually introduced their electric version of the Ford Focus, not at the auto show, but at the Consumer Electronics Show. So I don't know what they've got in store for this year, but certainly one of the big trends out there is autonomous driving, which is a fancy way of saying cars that drive themselves. And I've been told by folks who do research into such things that it's the millennial generation, it's the younger folks that are the most excited about the idea of vehicles that can drive themselves. How do you feel about giving up control of your vehicle to a computer and being able to sit back and play with your mobile device or your laptop or your tablet or drink your coffee or have your breakfast on your way to work as your car drives itself? Would you be comfortable with that type of situation? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. It is coming, so we would love to get your take on that. And also, we got the trivia question out there. And this is a good weekend to get in because so many people are busy with the holidays underway. Christmas is around the bend. Here we are just literally 3 days away from Christmas. So lots of people are doing that last-minute shopping. So you can get in on the phones right now at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Speaking of getting in on the phones, we welcome now the man we call the Guru, as I call him, or as Frank in New Mexico calls him, the Swami, when it comes to all things mechanical. He is an ASC certified mechanic. He is also a former syndicated and local automotive talk show host and one of the nicest guys out there in the industry, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Bob. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your family and all our listeners. Good to be on. Hello? Oh, anyway, good to be with you, Bob. Had a little technical difficulties there, but guess I'm on, going good. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Digital gremlins are running through my studio here, my news studio in Florida. For those listeners who may not be familiar with the fact, I'm Boston-born and bred, but just weeks ago, I relocated down here to Orlando, Florida, having my first warm Christmas in my entire life, and we're still getting the bugs worked out of my studio. So, Mark, I apologize to you and all the listeners. We need to get this straightened out here. Do you know any important folks that we can call up and kind of shake the trees a little bit in the realm of telephone lines and digital lines? We need to pull in the power of Mark Evans.
Hey, Bob, sounds good. We need a big 12-volt battery cable, I think.
I think so. It's very interesting as, of course, broadcast technology has changed a lot in recent times, but I never expected that moving from Boston here to where I live, which is actually in a brand-new house in a brand-new community, that I would be having these type of problems. But guess what? We're going to get them fixed tomorrow. That is the goal. So, Mark, let me ask you a couple of personal questions before we open the hood and start taking the calls at 855-660-4261. If something's wrong with your vehicle, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if you're about to head off to grandma's house or your parents' house or your in-law's house, and you haven't done what most would recommend, bringing it to a mechanic. Maybe there are a few last-minute checks that Mark could recommend for you to do before you head off on your journey. If you're having any kind of problem at all with your vehicle, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. So let me ask you a personal question here. Have you got all your Christmas shopping done? And most importantly, have you got your fiancé taken care of?
Christmas shopping. I guess I'm like a typical guy. I just finished it up here about an hour ago.
You're absolutely right.
You think it would be done really? I usually just go to the auto parts store and get that big, gift cards at my parts store. They know what they're going to get then,
I know. Well, some words of advice, and I know, when I come back, I'm going to save these words of advice because I have to be careful what I say here. Straight ahead, more with Mark Evans, 855-660-4261. The Swami is in the house. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stuff for all things.
Oblong, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Okay, I've waited for my words of advice here from Mark, but, Mark is engaged, and I know his fiancée is a bit younger than he is. He took advice from me on this. I got married late in life to somebody quite a bit younger than I am, and Mark is he outdid me on this one. I believe his fiancée is even younger, age difference-wise, than my wife is for me. But Mark was talking about going to Mark was married before and has two grown-up kids. But Mark, I just wanted to give you some warning here. These younger women are not going to appreciate a younger bride like your fiancée or my wife, Sharon, would not appreciate, a jug of windshield washer solvent as a gift. I can share that with you.
I'm in trouble then, Bob.
Yeah, these younger women. I mean, if we had married people our own age, we might have got away with it. But no,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I better, after the show, I better get some exchange going here then.
And I can be honest with you too. I finished my Christmas shopping online here about 5 minutes ago. So there you go.
Your favorite word is Amazon.com.
Lately it is. Yeah, Amazon knows me quite well. Matter of fact, a little too well. Nevertheless, we want to remind folks, we got a trivia question out there. It's an easy one. Fiat, which used to stand for... Do you know what it used to stand for? You should, being a mechanic.
Wasn't it Fix It Again, Tony?
Yes, that's correct. But we must remind folks that Fiat of today, of 2012, 2013, 2014, is now owned by the Chrysler Group, or actually Fiat owns the Chrysler Group, or it's 50-50 or something like that. It's too close to call. But these new Fiats are great. I mean, the new mini-size Fiat, the Fiat 500, Fiat 500C, the Fiat Abarth, which is like their sporting version, and their new one, which I haven't driven yet, which is called the 500L. These are not fix-it-again, Tony, vehicles. These are the real deal. And Alfa, which is also part of that same Fiat contingent, they are back with a very high-priced vehicle, but they soon are going to have a less of a, in their opinion, high-priced vehicle called the 4C, which is going to cost about $50,000 or $60,000 to compete against the Porsche Cayman and Boxster. These Italian vehicles of today are not the Italian vehicles of yesterday.
No. I would like to know, Bob, how that their commercials were awesome. I'd like to know how that young man got that back seat position on that one TV ad that they do, where the girls are taking going to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how that young man got that position in that ad like that.
I don't know. It's the world in 2013, 2014 is a baffling place. But let's go to the phone lines, and Matt, you better punch it up because everything here on my end is certainly not working that well. We'll go to Matt. No, we'll go to Matt pushing the button. Matt is at master control. He's pushing the button. And who's on the phone? It's Dell in Iowa listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Dell. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas, Bob. I'm doing well.
Very good.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, no, it's great to hear your voice. I asked Mark, and I personally fessed up myself. How about yourself? Are you covered Christmas-wise? Are you done with all your shopping, or do you still have a little bit of stuff to do?
As far as I know, I'm covered. I think there's a couple things that we got to pick up, a couple gift cards from my mom, but that's nothing, you know. So I think we did a lot yesterday, so
good.
We're pretty well finished.
That's excellent. I just remembered I'm actually not done because I got a, you know, stocking stuffers. I don't have any stocking stuffers, so now I am officially back on the hook again. So back I go to Amazon.com.
Pretty hard to put a jug of washer fluid in a stock.
I know, and I was warning you. Mark is, as I said, he's got a fiance. He's going to be married, and she's quite a bit younger than he is, and that windshield washer fluid is just not going to cut it as a gift.
She'd probably like heated seats for leather in her car if she doesn't have them. I know a guy at work that bought a set for his wife, so.
That's a good idea.
Good idea, Dale. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
So, Dale, you want to answer this trivia question about the Fiat from the middle 1970s, the wedge-shaped mid-engine Fiat, or have you got a mechanical question for Mark, or would you like to do both?
I'll answer the question.
All right.
X1/9.
You got it. Absolutely. Very cool car for its day. I have never driven one. I don't imagine this very fast. But it looks good, and it's a very small car, and obtainable collector car here in 2013.
Yeah, it was one of those cars that it reminds you of a go-kart because it goes, you know, you feel like you're going fast, but you're not,
mm-hmm.
basically. And because it was a design, it was the way it was. But it was competing against, you know, other things like the Saab Sonnet and things, and it was, you know... It worked.
Yeah, it definitely did. There's a great name from the past I haven't heard in a long time, the Saab Sonnet. That, in my opinion, was the coolest Saab ever made design-wise.
I actually drove one of those. My dad worked for a Ford dealership that actually had a Fiat franchise and a Sonnet, or a Saab franchise, and I didn't get to drive the Fiat, but I did get to drive the Saab Sonnet. And again, it's another car that you go fast because you think you're going fast because it's small.
It yeah, just feels that way.
At 85 miles an hour, it's, you know, you feel like you're going 100 and something. But, so anyway, but it worked.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I always remember David Letterman saying this about the Saab Brennan. And there are a lot of people who lament, you know, General Motors killing Saab. And, of course, a couple of people have tried to resurrect it. And so far, no good. But who knows? It may come around again. But David Letterman once was quoted as saying, the name Saab stands for what you do when the warranty runs out.
Yeah, yeah. I think another thing you're talking about, the driverless cars, I think Mark better take a lot of crash courses in computers and et cetera.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Dell? Would you give up control of driving your vehicle to a computer?
No. Not
yeah, me either.
And there's
no
too
way.
Much hassle. Just, yeah. I mean, I don't want to pick on whatever, but just look at the little bit of hassle you've had today with your show.
You got
I mean,
it.
I have hassles every day at work.
You got it.
It's they can put all the safety backups they want to put in them, and if you're going to find yourself at the side of the road and not be able to fix it on a Sunday because nobody's around to fix your computer or whatever, then it's, you know, it's going to cost you in the long run.
Oh, so yeah. True. Absolutely.
Dale, can you imagine a big red button on the dash that says reboot, and so when the car decides to crash, you
starts going down to 30 miles an hour on limp mode, or yeah, like you're 4 inches away from the guy in front of you. Yeah,
I don't know, Mark. I know, absolutely. Merry Christmas, Dell. Thanks for the call, and hang on for Matt. Straight ahead, more of Auto World. Don't go away.
Family to yours. Have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Here on Auto World, I remember I asked this question last year. I'm going to ask it again. Have you ever known anyone who has been given a new car as a Christmas gift? We see these ads on the TV, you know, the Lexus is out in the driveway with the bow on the roof, or the Mercedes-Benz, and everybody's, you know, lovey-dovey and huggy-huggy and everything. And does this actually happen? I mean, does it happen in the real world? That's what I want to know. Do you know of anybody, have you ever done this for your significant other, your husband, your wife, your mother, your father? Have you ever known of anybody who has done this? I would love to be enlightened. I would love to hear a good story. If anybody out there has somebody that they have heard of that has actually received a brand new car, or even bring it down to a used car for a Christmas gift, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Of course, we'd always love to hear from you when it comes to mechanical issues, because the hood is popped. The hood is popped, and Mark is in a Christmas mood here. Are you dipping into the eggnog, Mark? That is the question.
Yeah, I am, and it's not even spiced or anything. That's the best part, Bob.
he's sipping eggnog. He's in his Santa suit. He's got his mechanic gear standing by to help you out. So if there's something wrong with your car, he can help you out. 855-660-4261. We'd also like your take on cars that drive themselves. Autonomous driving, it's called. I call it crazy, but it's coming. It's coming. Let's talk to Frank, who joins us in New Mexico. Frank, the Swami, is in the house. Hello there, Frank. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, fellas. I just wanted to say, Merry Christmas to you all and your younger wives and younger fiancés, you dirty dog.
I'm a late bloomer. He outdid me, too. You know, my wife is just 10 years younger than I am, but Mark, I believe your lovely fiancé is 15 or more, right?
Did I say that number, Bob?
Say it.
I don't know if it's Frank. I don't know if it's the smell of oil on my hands or the grease on my face. No, I don't know. Maybe it's that handsome
Coors Banquet cap. I got mine on right now.
do you put Christmas lights on the hat that you have, the Coors Banquet hat like mine at Christmas time?
No, that never occurred to me. I guess I'm just not as creative as you.
Well, you have to carry around a 12-volt battery to light them up, but, you know, it looks good once you get that hooked up to that 12-volt battery. It looks good on your head at those Christmas parties, Frank.
Well, maybe I'll try that out. But I did have a serious, dull, mechanical question for Dr. Swami there, Mark, if I may.
Absolutely.
In cleaning out the window channels on my old 72 Lincoln Continental here, I see all this old petrified grease. Once I solvent that's out of, what do I replace it with? White lithium or dry lube from Liquid Ranch or what? Well, the channels are all gooped up, the rollers, you know?
Yeah. Rollers, the plastic and or steel rollers you have, either or, and I've used the same product today. It's the white lithium in the aerosol can.
Yeah.
And there's not really any, brand wise, as long as it's white lithium spray, that stuff lasts forever. And then another thing too, I'll give the name of the company. It's Steel, STEELE products, Steel products.
Weather Stealing and such.
Go on the internet, go .com, on them, and they actually sell, all the rubbers, all the old cars. They go way, way back, and they have where the glass slides down into the channel. It's the velvet, felt.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Steel doesn't carry the outer belt, the rubber part. No, they don't. They're very hard to find. What do I use to get all that old cake goop out of there? Just like some kind of solvent and brush those channels and rails?
Yeah. That old gunk stuff that you got in there, brake clean. Spray aerosol brake clean.
Okay.
Needle on it, and you can get right into these little spots and spray it, and that dissolves that stuff. And you can buy the brake clean when it's on sale, buy the case. You buy 12 cans in one box. You get it for like $1.99 a can then, and then you can sit there. And I use that, by the way, on your rollers.
Wait a minute. What's this Can Man? At Can Man? Is that what you said?
No, there's cans. They're like 16-ounce cans, spray cans.
Okay.
Yeah. In the box.
I thought it was a store. I just like the name, the Can Man. Okay.
Yeah, that is a good idea, Bob.
There's our million right there.
Yeah, we can get the Can Man here on the show.
has everyone been in the eggnog, it sounds like?
Yeah, not I, but no. Mark is, I don't know, Mark, are you partaking of a little bit of early eggnog? That is the question.
No. I don't. I've got a lot of presents to deliver.
Okay.
Good man. Yeah, well, that's going to be my spring project, but I was just wondering how to get all that prehistoric stuff out of it.
Prehistoric, yeah. I love that.
Hey, Frank, another way you can do it is if you got that all stripped out of the door and you don't care about heat or flames. I've done this when I restore cars. I'll go buy a little handheld propane torch that you buy at Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, and actually heat it up and melt it out. But that's only on a restore. I don't want to start your car on fire by any means, and the door's off the car, and I got all the material out of the upholstery off of it, and I'm going to paint the car anyway. And I just go along the channels, and I just use flame heat, and it just melts it right out of there. That's the fastest way.
Well,
brake clean. Yeah, try brake clean if you don't want to. You got good paint, and the upholstery's good. Just spray some brake clean. I use brake clean, too, on those rollers before you spray the white lithium. But brake clean is a great shower. It gets it all nice and clean, and then spray the white lithium.
It evaporates away real quick, too.
It does. Yeah, it's great stuff. I use it, literally on everything. It's not, it doesn't hurt the nose. Literally, it doesn't, don't want to get in your eyes. So put some safety glasses on, because, boy, it'll take an eyeball out and burn your eye quick.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying the show, Bob, and I hope the technical problems aren't due to Lucy playing jump rope with one of the cables or something.
It could be. That could be the answer, my friend. I'm going to have to look into that. Anything is possible is all I can say. But Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll be live here next week, so don't be a stranger. Call us anytime.
Thank you, fellas. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas, Frank.
Thank you. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. A couple of poll questions out there. Autonomous driving, it's coming. Would you give up control of driving your vehicle? You know, some people would prefer it. You know, they can read the newspaper, read their tablet, their Kindle, their... What are all these other devices? The Kindle and what's the one that...
The Nook.
The Nook. I like that. The Nook.
You know, the only thing about that, too, how in the world are we going to do when it snows and the roads are icy and you're in a parking lot, you really can't have any fun doing cookies anymore, you know?
That's true. Hopefully I'll leave a few cars out there that are for arrested adolescents like you and I. Meanwhile, we got a couple of trivia questions out there. The autonomous driving one, and also about this... I guess it's a pet peeve, or you know, some psychiatrists or psychologists would say it's, you know, I'm jealous. Has anybody ever known someone who actually got a new car as a Christmas gift? I mean, does that actually happen? That you know, you give your wife a Lexus with a bow on the roof or a Mercedes? If anybody has ever known anybody who has given a gift of a car, new or even used, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Okay, we're having some fun. It's the holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Yeah, Mark Evans is with us, the Swami, when it comes to mechanical repair. So we want to remind you, something wrong with your vehicle, now's the time to get on board, because we have open lines right now at 855-660-4261. This could save you thousands of dollars. This could save you a lot of headache and heartache. Mark can give you an over-the-air diagnostic look and checkup on your vehicle simply by dialing 855-660-4261. If there's something wrong with it, if you're concerned about a noise, a smell, bad performance, poor fuel economy, if you're concerned about heading off to grandma's house, anything, we can help you out. 855-660-4261. Two poll questions. Autonomous driving, it is coming. Vehicles that drive themselves. Audi has these. A number of manufacturers already have them. Google is one of the companies that's pushing this big time. I could see it in certain areas of California. Because a lot of, I was about to say something totally politically incorrect, but I could see it in certain areas of California where people have anything but driving on their agenda as it is. So why not? I mean, if they're going to get dressed in the car and put their makeup on in the car, you might as well have the car drive itself. So there are certain areas of the country where it could perhaps work, but it's not for me. Is it for you? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. All right, I'm going to throw out another trivia question here. Automotive-wise, these were big front-engine luxury vehicles. They were called personal luxury coupes. Kind of something that's gone out of vogue. The Thunderbird was one, but these were the higher-end ones. And I'm going to focus on these particular vehicles from one particular manufacturer. I'm going to give you two out of the three. They all were front-wheel drive, big-engine V8, personal luxury cars. Number one, the Riviera from Buick. Number two, the first one, the Oldsmobile Toronado. And number three, there was another one from General Motors that was a front-wheel drive personal luxury car. Big V8 engine, very early rendition of front-wheel drive. What was that particular Cadillac? We'll throw it out there, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. How about you, Mark? You're around the Hollywood circles. You know a lot of famous folks. Have you ever known anybody who is given or received a brand new car as a Christmas gift?
I haven't. Like you say, we see it being advertised on the TV and the ads, but I never had an opportunity to hear anybody that I know in my life ever that's actually even bought a car new or used in this time of year. But yet, this is the, it seems like the car manufacturers, this is big, huge numbers for them this time of year for you know, people buying cars.
Yeah, if you were with us in the previous hour of the program when we had Kristen Gullickson from CarsDirect.com with us, the truth of the matter is, this is a great time. I'm going to get really close to the microphone. I'm going to do a Howard Stern here and make my voice even deeper than it already is. This is a great time for you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, to go to your dealership, make a deal, because that dealership has a yearly sales goal. That manufacturer has a yearly sales goal. And they're going to be dealing between now and the 31st. So go to that car dealer.
Well, Bob, too, we're probably going to, Howard Stern's probably going to call in now.
You ever wonder why? I'll tell you, there's something about Mark having you on the program which does something to me, which is I find it entertaining, and I imagine folks find it entertaining, too. Perhaps we should just do a show together. That would be really fun. But you bring out the kid in me, which is good, and the less serious side of me. So Howard Stern is a great broadcaster, and he's got a very good voice, but it is enhanced by two things. Number one, he's got a microphone that costs an excess of several thousand dollars, and the microphone that I'm using cost a couple of hundred dollars, and also he gets really close, I mean really close to that several thousand dollar microphone, and that's why he sounds as good as he does. I have a friend who does very high-end voice. He's voiceovers, and matter of fact, he's the voice of the Olympics on NBC, and he, too, uses like a $4,000 microphone and gets really close.
It's the microphone.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. I would prefer to have either Howard's job or my friend's job and keep the voice that I've got. But
well,
one way or the other.
You're talking to cars in the broadcasting. It's the microphone. And in the car business, Bob, it's the steering wheel. What's behind the steering wheel that makes it rock and roll, you know? Anything and everything behind the steering wheel, down that steering column, the motor, the transmission, all that. That's, like I say, the microphone. What's behind the microphone? It's the biggest thing, definitely. Bob, isn't it the truth, though, when you go to decide to buy a car? A little tip, Bob and I, we talked about it before, Bob. We said, when to buy a car. And like you said, the magic numbers are there, and they've got a number to sell, to hit, to get by the end of the year. And I usually like to, when I go in and buy a used or new car, I like to go in at the end of the month, because they might not have hit the number yet on sales. So I go in there, they might give me a really, really good deal because they need to sell one more car to make that list look so they can have their Christmas too, So it's a big, big thing. And I, here in the shop this last week, we just brought a really unique vehicle in that happened, a Chevrolet truck, and it basically had a little electrical fire that burned it to the ground. And so we're now, my son Ryan, he's helping Dad here pull this thing completely apart. 350 Chevy in it, but it's amazing. It's the first time in my life that I've actually seen a carburetor melted on the intake manifold. Unbelievable. And the gentleman spilled something in his house one evening and got up and went to room and said, yeah, not in this room. Something's burning. And the next thing he did was walk out in the garage, and the next thing you know, his whole garage was all smoke, and there was this truck parked in the garage. And of course, he pushed out, figured it would just blow up, pushed out in the street and called 911, got the fire department over there and put it out. But we finally found, after gutting it completely out, windshield, seats, dash is melted, engines basically quite unique to see valve covers that got a big buckle in them from heat. And it's amazing. You look at this, and I'm saying to myself, what the heck started the fire? Because cars, trucks aren't designed to burn. They really aren't. Gas burns, but something has to ignite them. And I get looking, and we get up on the lift, and come to find out that the old Chevrolet starter down there on the passenger side mounted on the engine block, the electrical wires going down right to right next to the exhaust manifold. That's where they Chevrolet routes those wires real close to the exhaust manifold, right to the starter there. That's only about an inch and a half away. Well, there's a little heat shield that the wires, one of the main 12-volt wires, was rubbing raw on that metal heat shield. And so you take a 12-volt battery wire, rub it raw up against a piece of metal. It literally started the fire there and went up electrical heat, you know, through the wire and went all the way up and just started melting right through the wiring harness, through the firewall, all the way to inside the dash. And so we're talk about smell. You can smell it about a block away. It's not a good thing Christmas time for the neighborhood to smell, but we gutted it out, got rid of the parts and all, and now we're just having a blast being able to put a new turn an old Chevrolet pickup back into a new Chevrolet pickup, which is kind of out of the ordinary here. But this gentleman bought it brand spanking new back in 1975, and it's got some sentimental value, and so we're just having a heyday with it, and it's a good feeling to keep an older vehicle back, get it back on the road. And of course, I'm gonna dress it up, put a little chrome on the engine, and give him chrome golf covers, air cleaner, and get no more two barrel. We're gonna go four barrel for him, so he has a little bit more horsepower, and so he gets that trailer hitch out and decides to hook a toy up or something, and he can go ahead and pull it up the mountain and have some fun, maybe turn it into Santa's sleigh and deliver some presents. But it's amazing the things that happen on automobiles. And let's say microphone versus steering wheel. I call the steering wheel a microphone. When I get behind the car, and like you were saying to our listeners, would you really want the car to drive itself? Myself, I'd like to do cooking sometimes in the wintertime. A lot of fun. Sounds like we're going to take a little break. Bob, I know you got technical difficulties. Let's get that fixed, and we'll be right back after this break. I'm Mark Evans with Bob Long on Auto World Radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.